Hi, welcome to Pockets of Hope. Your girl Molina June Pierre here once again. I'm so happy to have you listening in to Pockets of Hope. It is a great joy for me to record this podcast every single day, and it is my hope that you are encouraged each time that you listen. And so let us get started like we usually do. Let's get our lungs pumping. Let's get that air flowing with our breathing exercise, because we are alive, we are here. The breath of God is flowing through our bodies and we are grateful for it. Let's take our first deep breath in. Let's go. One more time. And finally, let's take a very, very deep, 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 deep breath. And exhale. Very good. It always makes me feel calm and just really relaxed when I do this breathing exercise, even as I record this podcast for you today. I just wanted to share, to encourage you and help you on your life's journey, on, you know, encouraging yourself. My word for you today really is to stay in your position. Keep doing what you are doing for the Lord. And I get it when you're doing what you're doing and you don't feel like you're getting the results that you want, and you're questioning whether God was the one that even, you know, led you to this space. You're questioning because you feel like you are wasting so much time. And, you know, if you're anything like me, I'm a big dreamer. I like to imagine things. I love to sit down. I can daydream for hours of grand ideas of where I see myself in the future, doing some of the great things that I hope to do. But the problem is with that is I could get really carried away, and when I come out of that space, I start to feel discouraged because what's in front of me and what I'm doing right now is not half of what I just dreamed of. But I am encouraged to know that God can do exceedingly more, hallelujah, than I could ever ask or think, you know. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that those dreams, those ideas that we sit down and we imagine or we fantasize about, those things, hallelujah, they come from God, especially when it comes to the work of the Lord. If you have a desire to serve the Lord, I know you are always thinking about what more can I do. And so when you look at the resources at hand, it can be discouraging. However, today, my task for you, my message for you is to not be discouraged. And there are things you can do to encourage yourself along the way when you get in those positions that will allow you to keep moving forward, hallelujah, to keep moving forward with the things of the Lord, hallelujah. And even if you're feeling as if, you know what, I don't have enough, or I'm too tired, and this is hard, this is long, there is so much in the Word of God, hallelujah, so many verses of scripture that you can read into your hearing and to yourself that can boost you up, hallelujah, and encourage your spirit and build your spirit to keep you going, because ultimately giving up should never be an option. Don't ever give up on God, hallelujah, because God is with you, hallelujah. He is with you, and you have a purpose, you have a calling on your life. So never give up. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 and 10 says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. God has chosen you." Hallelujah. He's called you. So in this moment in your process, if you are feeling discouraged today, I want you to know that the journey, you must stay on it. And so I'm going to share with you some tips on how to encourage yourself. You know, things you can do to stay encouraged. And of course, number one is I thank you for tuning into Pockets of Hope, the podcast. And I hope that by listening to this podcast, you are being encouraged daily on your to stay, hallelujah, in your walk with God, to stay encouraged and to just never give up, hallelujah. And in these times, the things that you can do, hallelujah, to stay encouraged, to stay uplifted, these things are shifting because the world seems to be a little bit unstable. We don't know what is normal and what's not normal right now. We don't know what's accepted or what's not, you know. And so you almost have to take it one step at a time and, you know, watch things. But first and foremost, I want you to practice, hallelujah, practice always praying to God every single day, talking to God. I know that I feel most discouraged when I don't share what I'm going through with God, when I try to keep it to myself and mull over the thoughts, and when I spend so much time daydreaming and not actually talking to God about what I'm thinking of, it makes me anxious, it makes me panic, and it just makes me feel so discouraged. And so please continue to pray to God, continue to speak to him. You know, the Bible tells us that, you know, we ought to in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And acknowledging him is talking to him and telling him what we feel, and we don't know what next steps to take. Let's take into account God's opinion, God's direction. What does God want me to do? How and the way you know that is through speaking to him. And of course, please read the word of God every single day, even if it's one verse. But listen, in the moments when you feel discouraged, I encourage reading the word of God. And like I said, there are so many scriptures. If you are in a position, if you are in a position where you feel so tired and you can't go on, there's the scripture like Matthew 11 verse 28 that says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Hallelujah. 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 If your mind, hallelujah, is feeling out of whack, if you're feeling like you don't even know what you should be thinking about right now, Philippians 4 verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." And so you kind of shift your mindset. You are the word gives you the things that you need to be thinking of. Hallelujah. And there are so many scriptures in the word of God that is, you know, that can help you. One thing I like to do when I'm feeling a certain way, I just put it in Google. If I can't go to the Bible and directly land on a scripture, no lie, I put it in Google. Scripture for weakness, scripture for strength, scripture when you're feeling anxious, scripture for whatever. And that verse comes in and I read it and I read more and I read and I just keep on reading. And it's so, so good because it's so filling. Hallelujah. Another thing, hallelujah, that you can do to, hallelujah, to encourage yourself and help you is by encouraging somebody else, you know, because you know what I find? We always have an advice to give someone else. We always have something to say when we are not looking at ourselves, but looking at someone else. But even as you encourage someone else, because we often know the right things to say, take those words back for yourself. As you speak to someone else, as you encourage someone else, the very words that are coming out of your mouth, hallelujah, take them for yourself and apply it to your own life. So it's like killing two birds with one stone. You continue to encourage someone. As you encourage someone, you encourage yourself. You take your very own words. Another thing that I love to do that helped me when I was in a rough spot was using my journal, writing my prayers down. And so keeping a prayer journal is so, so, so powerful. It's such a powerful act for believers, because when you write these things down and you look back, hallelujah, you look back on your life, you see what you prayed for. When you go and you read it and it's like, oh my God, I prayed for this years ago, or months ago, or weeks ago, and the Lord answered that prayer. The Lord exceeded that prayer. Or you could look back and say, man, my mind was so far off base to with God, where God was leading me. And so it brings about a praise in you. It shows you how you move forward with the Lord, how the Lord has walked with you. So keeping journal, a prayer journal is such a powerful thing to have, because it can allow you to go back and look when you're feeling down. You could go back into your prayers and see where God has brought you from. Hallelujah. It's such a reflective and positive thing to do. Hallelujah. And another great thing you could do is listen to praise music, praise and worship. There are some real prophetic, great worship gospel artists out there that you can listen to, and those songs can minister to your heart and really uplift you. I think that's the quickest way. That's one of the quickest ways, hallelujah, to feel better. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to open up a Bible. You don't have to go Google a scripture. You don't have to do anything. You could just play a song and it can minister to your heart. Depending on how you're feeling, it could really uplift your spirit and keep you going. Hallelujah. I know that sometimes I could listen to a song and I would hum that song for an entire week. I would listen to that song for an entire week. That would be my anthem, and it would keep me boosted. It would keep me focused, because it just enters into my heart so deeply. Hallelujah. So that's so good. And of course, you know, go and listen to scriptures. Listen to sermons, listen to messages online. Maybe you have a specific pastor, a preacher that always ministers to you. I know for me, I like to binge watch. I could watch preachings one after the next. I can do that because I love, especially I look for certain titles for the things that I'm going through, and maybe that preacher would have been preaching on something that I'm going through at the very moment, you know. And so there are so much things that you can do that can keep you going, because the whole point is for you to not stop. Don't get hard on yourself. Because you know what, we know that we can get discouraged in this life. Things can feel, you know, out of alignment. It's not all glamorous or fun when we're doing the work of the Lord. God didn't call the work for it to be fun. You know, it's hard work. It is hard work. It's a mission. It's a purpose. And there are days when your flesh, when your body is just feeling down and you just cannot keep going. And then there are situations in your life that you are going through day in and day out that really prevents you from producing and doing for the Lord the way that you would want to do. But there are things that you can do. You can speak to the Father. You can do things that are reflective. You can, hallelujah, look for lessons in your situations, hallelujah. And you can encourage somebody else, hallelujah. You can change your environment even for a moment. You can shift your environment by listening to some scriptures or listening to a sermon. You can do certain things just to keep you motivated until you can, you know, get back in your groove and keep moving forward. But it is my prayer and my hope, hallelujah, that you would be successful in your walk with God and become a believer and a Christian, hallelujah, that produces fruit and your fruit remains, hallelujah. But you can only do that if you abide in Christ and staying in that, staying and abiding in Christ requires work. It requires you, hallelujah, to constantly seek the face of God, to stay connected to Him, to stay praying, to stay praising, hallelujah, to stay prepared. So that means being proactive in your faith, hallelujah, and not reactive when the attacks come. So God bless you today. God keep you is my prayer, hallelujah. And may His face, you know, shine upon you. And have a blessed, blessed, blessed day. And that, my dear friends, was your message of hope. Until next time, bye-bye.